10. Short, but nonetheless challenging. And also rewarding days. After beginning my guide dog training at the Barnet Hill Hotel on the 10th of August, the final day, leaving day, has now come around, the 20th of August. I'm sitting in my bed with Vance still snoozing on the floor next to me. And in a few hours, I'm going to be returning down to one of my homes, the home where I work currently, a temporary home. The original plan had been to go back to London, my permanent home, and certainly where I'll be living full-time from October. The situation at the moment being that I want a sort of secondment down to a different area and spend some of the time there. And certainly London was to be the place that I would be learning routes, since that's where I'd be working Vance most of the time. However, we haven't been able to resolve the spending issue to date. It's possible that it may be resolved in the future. It's possible that it won't be. It's possible that I may have to move. I won't name the place where I live in London for the time being, but as there's still potential to find a resolution. But suffice to say, it is intensely frustrating, and I only wish that they could understand some of the pressure that this is putting me under. But anyway, yesterday, the 19th of August, it's an interesting day, balanced in some ways, in that there were considerable negatives at the beginning of it, but actually, the aspects that count, my work with Vance, I felt went really quite well. The first bits were trying to speak to people concerned with the spending issue, talking to them about the issues that they had and how we could move forward to resolve them. I think it's going to be an awful lot more difficult than guide dogs or I originally envisaged. Without going into the detail in any particular depth in here, as it would be inappropriate to give away too much information, there are considerable difficulties with the siting of a spending area, and with the way in which that need is being communicated to the people who need to make the decision. It's possible that it could be resolved in a month or so, but it's also possible that it might not be. And I need to start looking at alternative places to live in London, so that when my secondment finishes in October, I will have somewhere to live. As an alternative, my parents have indicated that they're happy for me to come back to them, in order that my partnership with Vance isn't put at any risk, which I'm so very grateful to. They have always supported me so much and know how much that Vance means to me now. He is now my top priority. That is obviously a very last resort. I don't really want to have to go back home. Not only does it mean a very long commute into work, but, you know, I've moved on in life. I have had my own life away from home. But anyway, the good bits from yesterday. In the morning, we did a walk in a village that I still can't... Cranwell, I think is the name. Cranwell, apparently it claims to be the longest village in England. And so, it's a walk that involved a zebra crossing and several controlled crossings, as well as a busy street area, although not quite as busy as Guildford. So, We had a very good walk, actually. I was rather worried about how we'd get on, given the slightly stressful situation at the first hour of the morning with making the phone calls. But actually, I put everything into working properly with Vance. And although, you know, there are still obviously development areas, it was very positive. So we did that walk, came back for lunch, and then in the afternoon, all three of us went off to do a group free run. Went off to a wooded area called Blackheath Common, which is near here. It has lots of sandy pathways running through sort of forested areas. And so we got in there, all got ready, took our gentle leaders and half checks off our dogs, held onto them, and then on a count of three let them go, and they went absolutely mad, dashing everywhere, pounding, you know, it sounded like race horses running by, and walked around this place, then returning to us every now and again. Vance rather likes scratching his back on gorse bushes. He does like feeling that on his back, and also telling the other dogs off when they're being silly, going, giving them a little play bite. So, and also being a shepherd and making sure that they went where he wanted them to go. So that was all really fun, and it was a really fitting, nice end to our trips out. Finally, we had a discussion back at the hotel as to the priorities for going back home, what we needed to think about in terms of our dog's behaviour. That they're going into another new environment, that they're obviously going to be worried. And also thinking about our routes and where we would go from now with our learning. And then after that, we had a brief talk from the district client representative or something like that, followed finally by a last supper with Delia and Emma, who we'd asked specifically to come and spend the evening with us, and Delia in fact stayed over. It was a really, really nice evening. A reasonable amount of wine was consumed, yeah, it was just so nice to finish with good conversation about what we'd been doing. And I was able to resolve some niggles that I had had about the Guildford walk, which I hadn't felt had gone so well, and had felt the feedback had been quite negative, and Delia explained her position with regard to it, and I now understand it better. So there we go, end of the time at Barnet Hill. I need to do some packing now, and then it's off south of here.